Are you ready to become a better version of yourself, to become a leader in your personal and professional life? Then welcome to the CJ Evolution Podcast, where we put a twist on traditional criminal justice professions and provide you with the tools you need to set yourself up for success in your career and for the future. Now, welcome your host, the CJ Evolutionist himself, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 222 of CJ Evolution. Patrick here. I'm the host and creator of this growing show, but growing because of you, the listener and supporter. Thank you. Welcome. Whatever you're doing, maybe you're working out, maybe you're in a commute, you're spending your time with me, and I sure do appreciate it because I know your time is valuable. I am willing to bet that a lot of you out there working the criminal justice field, especially the ones working graveyards like I did for many years, a lot of you probably like coffee. Some of you might love coffee. I love coffee, and I am a big fan of Four Sigmatic. As many of you know, I'm partnered with this great company. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you're going to see a link to Four Sigmatic. It'll take you to their wonderful website where you'll see a wide variety of great products, including their famous mushroom coffee. And if you use the CJ code, the promo code CJEVO, you're going to get 15% off of everything you buy. And trust me, you will not be disappointed. These are great products and with great taste. Special thanks to all those first responders out there, brave men and women, who do a very difficult job in a very difficult environment. We salute you. You have much support. Don't buy into what some of the critics out there are saying. You have overwhelming support out there. Keep doing a fantastic job. And this episode, I wanted to talk about your emotional intelligence, or your EQ. It is so important. We've all heard of IQ, your intelligent quotient, but I want to talk a little bit about your emotional quotient. The current overall perception from the public is that American law enforcement has a problem with community relations and race relations, especially in urban neighborhoods with high crime rates. Criminal violence is an acceptable norm in many of these communities, and the police often feel like an occupational army in many violent neighborhoods. Given the acceptance and protection of criminal behavior in certain neighborhoods, the local police has responded with tactics grounded in the broken windows theory. And I don't know if you know or remember what the broken windows theory is. It's basically you see a broken window, if you let it go, it's just going to perpetuate, it's just going to get worse with more broken windows. If you fix the broken window, the hopes and chances are that the criminal element who caused the broken window will move on to another area. So that's broken windows theory in a nutshell. But the reality of policing today is this. For the police officer who's working the streets and trying to make the neighborhood safe, the personal stress has to be heavy. You all know what I'm talking about. I've been there too. How can an officer reduce his or her personal stress, make better decisions, and find balance in his or her life working in the fishbowl of YouTube and social media reporting? We all know how that is. The officer working the street realizes most citizens will no longer get involved and help de-escalate problems in the neighborhood. People are no longer willing to help an officer during an altercation if a person is resisting. Some do, but most don't, just so that everyone stays safe, including the person resisting. When the crowd gathers around the officer, it is not to make their neighborhood safe, but to have their iPhones recording and often even to verbally escalate the situation. Get on YouTube if you don't believe me. For today's law enforcement officer, the stress of just wearing the uniform in certain neighborhoods is enormous. So why is emotional intelligence important to policing? We all come equipped with emotions, and we can experience a wide range of feelings that cause us to react to our environment. We all know this, especially those who work in the criminal justice field, whatever you're doing. At times, emotions can be confusing to interpret. Emotional intelligence is a person's self-awareness to recognize emotions and the ability to self-regulate and manage emotions to achieve the best possible outcome. Law enforcement officers who display higher levels of emotional intelligence are able to manage stress and see the big picture and not take things so personally. Emotional intelligence can help an officer enhance his or her conflict management skills and manage personal stress, which can decrease career burnout. So here are some signs of a low emotional intelligence in an officer. Aggressive, demanding, confrontational, impulsive, resistance to change, and moody. Now, I'm not saying we're all human. We all go through these emotions. But if you see people or, you know, officers that are like this all the time, there's a problem. So here are some signs, the flip side, of high emotional intelligence in an officer. They're assertive in a good way. They're ambitious. They're decisive. They're sociable. They're persuasive. They're patient. They're predictable. In some cases, that's good. They're a good listener. They're careful. They're systematic. And they're neat. The nature of policing comes down to the officer on scene processing the information quickly and using emotional intelligence to help guide his or her actions. This is a critical part of making the best decisions and having the strength to defend the choices made. Using emotional intelligence can help make decisions in a good conceptual framework when developing police training. And there's a great book out there. No, I'm not a spokesman for this book, but it's a great book. I've read it before. I'm currently reading it again. It's called Emotional Intelligence 2.0. It's by Travis Bradbury and Gene Graves. And it's a number one best-selling book, and I will have it linked up to the show notes. Now, what the cool thing about this book is, it comes with what they call an emotional intelligence appraisal, and it's basically a short assessment, self-assessment, of where you're at on the EQ scale. You can print it out, and you can work on the areas you need to work on. And I took this a couple days ago, and I was surprised where I fell. But that's a good thing, because it should be a constant learning process. Folks, I hope everybody is doing a great job. This was a short solo episode, but I hope it was beneficial. Stay tuned. We have great guests coming on the show. And again, if you rate and review my podcast on iTunes, you'll find the link on cgevolution.com. I sure would appreciate it. Thank you so much. Stay tuned. And above all, be safe.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.